KN4VWA, KN4RJN. It's amazing. I turn on the radio and I hear you.
I just got in my truck and I'm headed down to have some lunch with some of my guys I went to school with. And man, it's a great day in the neighborhood.
Back from Greenville, and while it's snowing here in Inman, it is raining in Greenville, more or less.
I just got really good news from medical, and I also went out and did everything right exactly according to the instructions on my amp, and I just made my first DX contact into Northern Ireland today. It's a good day.
The good news on the medical. They did a brain scan and found it was negative.
Well, you know, you can't scan a void.
Comes back negative.
I'm telling you. No, when I had all those clots, I had a nodule. They found a nodule on my left lung. And they had all decided after a year of poking and looking and checking it and it not doing anything that it's a scar tissue from a pneumonia I had years ago. So I am in good shape. Even though it's raining and has snow, it's a good day, baby.
Good shape physically anyway, right?
Well, the mental aspect has never been in question. We know it's messed up.
You take it easy out there. Roads are a little slick, so watch it. I had a couple idiots almost tried to run me off the road.
Well, I don't know what it is about just a little bit of solid falling matter, but, you know, there goes the grocery stores, there goes the roads, there goes the idiots to get out in it.
From the store to get bread and milk, if I go to the store, it's going to be to get beer and chips, you know.
I hear you, man. Get prepared, huh? But I tell you what, I think you're going to be quite disappointed because this is all supposed to just change the rain.
I left Inman. By the time I got into White Hampton Boulevard, it was just more or less rain. So, it'll change over. It's not cold enough.
Yep. All right. Well, I am headed to... more or less Pleasantburg, there at East North Street, to eat some Mexican with the guys I went to high school with. And, we could have picked a better Mexican place, but one of the guys just loves it. I think he bought stock in the place.
Yeah, you never know. But anyway, take it easy, because there's people out there who have no idea what this stuff is or how to drive in it or whatever. So, take care of yourself.
Listen, you know, after all my life of riding that motorcycle, I can go into target mode real quick. And by target mode, I mean when I ride my bike, I feel like I got a bullseye painted on my backside. So I'm just watching everything.
I'm feeling all too well. All right, brother. Well, pay attention to what you're doing. I'll talk at you later.
John, try to stay dry, stay warm, and have a good afternoon. Oh, real quick before you go, is everything working out okay on that TA with your wife?
We got the car in the shop. We've already done the estimate, which was over $5,000 for a crumpled bumper, but messed up the suspension a little bit, so you know how that goes. But, yeah, they've already sent the estimate to the insurance company, and the insurance company's already cut them a check and whatnot, and we'll have to pay the deductible, but other than that, we're doing all right.
KN4VWA, and she suffered no ill effects, right?
Yes.
But that's what you're for, bud. Work out all the little inconveniences for her. We got to take care of them. All right, well, good deal. I'm glad everything's going to work out just fine. KN4VWA, clear after your final.
Come take care of yourself there, brother. KN4RJN, I am clear. Amplifier working. N4MMW.
K4MMW, Timmy, K4VWA. Baby, that thing's hotter than a $2 pistol on Saturday night. Made my first overseas DX contact in Northern Ireland just a little bit ago on 14-2 something, I can't remember.
Long the other day.
I'm not sure, but I had to reprogram the tuner, and then I had to do a couple of other things, and but I think I got that thing pumping out just nicely right now. I couldn't be happier. But I am going to have to try to back it down a little bit. The drive is at 65. Do you remember what the max drive was? Like 80?
Yeah, the book says about 80, but I wouldn't go any more than 70.
Well, and there you go. I got it down at 65.
But you just tune the amplifier to max, and that'll, wherever it ends up, that's where it ends up, that input.
Yep. So, what are you doing right now, big guy? Are you out and about?
See, I'm over here at the Clock Express. Supposed to meet some boys from Honeywell over here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm meeting W4NGU and KV4CBA for lunch over at Taco Casa. I think I'd rather be over there with you for the food, but, I'll have fun with the guys.
Taco place over here in Gregory.
No, it's called Taco Casa. It's there on the corner, well, right at the corner of Pleasantburg and East North Street.
All right. I know about where it's at. Hadn't been there yet, but sounds like it might be a pretty good place.
Oh, it'll do in a pinch. It's not Los Cabos, but it's all right. Got that LDG tuner tuning automatically every time I key down.
That's even better. It'll stay right there with it.
Yes, sir. It's not running over a 1.7.
Stand away meter on the 10 meter side, and might have to make an adjustment on the amp since we did that little mod.
But see, I'm not even, you know what, I stroke through with the amp on standby, and I do the sweep with my waterfall. There ain't nobody over there, it's just dead flat.
A little bit this weekend, but it's kind of quiet right now.
Well, there's just not enough sunspot for it to do anything. That's what the problem is. I've heard that 10 meter just goes insane when we get reasonable propagation from the sunspots.
That's wild. Everything in the world comes up over there.
If we get some sunspots, you know, that'll be fun. But I tell you what, he said I was coming in with about a 7 or an 8 over there.
For what you got, that's pretty good.
What do you mean for what I got? I think I got a pretty good station going now.
It's a starter kit. You're going to want something bigger and better for too long.
My wife has called me Tim Allen before. You know, more power. Har.
Got the station and you got the power. You just need more aluminum in the air to really punch it through. Then instead of being a 7, you'll be a 20 over.
Said I was just as clear as a bell. I mean, full quieting, it was real good. And if I'm not mistaken, they don't get to run but 400 watts in Ireland and England. So, you know. Maybe it was conditions, but it was just really good today. He was so clear.
Probably running a real good beam over there. That will help him out a whole lot.
Yeah, well, I picked him up. He was just calling CQ America.
Start. What was he doing? Put about a 9 on you over here.
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact.
down at about a 5, it's going to be touch and go, but as it comes up, you won't have any problem after that.
Yep. Well, I heard him on there, and I tuned him in, and you know, I said, he's calling CQ America. I'll just give it a shot. But when I keyed down and I called him, he came back immediately, and I was just going, oh, dang.
I want you to turn the radio off and say, dang. All right, man. I think all the guys are just about here. I saw one of them, so I'll talk to you later. Don't burn it up, but do some playing. That's all you got to do. Just listen and then go at it. See you later on. This is M4MMW
Mobile. MW
Mobile.
Glad to talk to you, bud. Try to stay warm. I know you're not going to stay dry in this mess, but try to stay warm, and I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA, clear and monitoring.
Clear. Your head's always popped up. KN4 EBG.
There he is, KN4 VWA. Kevin, what are you doing, boy? You ain't working outside today, are you?
Unfortunately, man, they got me outside today. I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. His son's out here to do some stuff at Lear this morning, and it started snowing about the time we started working, and I made a bunch of trips around the building hauling stuff from one side to the other side with the forklift, and done got soaked, and had to go get a propane tank from Greenville. So now I'm on my way back up here. I'm right here at the Burger King, right here on 101.
Well, dang, this is one of those times when you get your rubber suits out, baby. That rain suit's trying to halfway keep you dry. You know, you gotta watch that stuff. You wind up with that bug that's going around, you'd be in bad shape. So, hey, were you monitoring when I was telling M4MMW about my little escapade there?
Cool, man. That's real cool. Well, I'm hoping to get mine and start playing on mine before long, man. That's what I'm hoping. I'm going to go on the 18th. I'm going to stick my nose back in that book. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or this weekend. But I got a couple of things I got to try to get done. But after that, I'm going to have about 17 days I'm going to stick my nose in that book.
Well, there you go. Jump on that thing, Kevin. Doggone it. We got to get you up there on those HF frequencies, man. Shoot. I tell you what, and it's fun. And I know I'm a greenie coming in, but doggone, it's exciting when you make that first European contact. Now I got to get off down into South Africa and somewhere some of those folks down in there, man. Shoot.
Between 8 o'clock and about 11:30, and you start hearing people from Europe, Africa, South Africa down in there. You'll hear people coming out of Hades. You'll hear people coming out of Cuba, places down in there. I mean, there's a lot of people in there, a lot of frequencies, man. I've been doing a lot of listening. And there are people in there all the time. There's one guy that stays on, I can't remember what it is. I want to say it's 7198 00, I think. And he comes in from, that place I was telling you about last night. He's in Europe, but he comes in from over there, that place I told you last night when I was talking to you.
From Rome.
He comes in from Rome, and there's another guy that's on another place over there too. And I mean, they sound like they're sitting right here in the U.S.
Testing it out pretty hard, but the guy I was listening to in Cape Town, South Africa, the other day, that was about 4:30 in the afternoon. So I'm thinking that we were hitting that gray line. So anyhow, the long and short of it, he said he wasn't running but 500 watts.
With my mind, old man, if you sit back and listen to some of those jokers, just sometime when you in there and you hear a bunch of them talking and they in there, you know, a bunch of them here in the U.S. is trying to do contacts over there, just sit back and listen. And listen to what they're running. I mean, some of these guys, man, has got 10,000 watts. And if you watch your S meter, I mean, you've been on top of that hill, it might be different than mine, but... I mean, sometimes 10,000 watts, I mean, you got a guy that's pushing 500, 600 watts over there, and you got a guy pushing 10,000, the guy with 600 doing more than the guy with 10,000.
It's true, that's true, I've heard that. Well, anyhow, I'm just thrilled to death with what my little station's done today, because I went out there just as a lark, just to, you know, see if I could push that amplifier and get it going. Man, it's going.
Close your mind. Leave it on amplifier and standby and make that contact on a 100-watt rig. That blows your mind.
Yep. Well, see, I've never been able to hit anything out of North America. Well, I take that back. I hit Puerto Rico, but I've never hit anything out of North America with my, you know, 100 watts.
Between 8 o'clock and about 11 o'clock, wait till they all come in there and try it. You'll be surprised. Anything after about 11:30 on up, like I said, the sun starts coming up over there, it pushes everything back to the East Coast, because them guys eventually start fading out. And then you'll hear everything up and down the East Coast, all the way to Florida, parts of Texas, Canada. I mean, you'll hear a lot as the sun rolls up.
Yeah, what you talking about, on 20 meter or 40 meter or what?
40 meters and 80 meters.
Well, right now I can hit 40 meter and I can hit 20 meter, but I'm gonna have to put me up a NVIS dipole, you know, an inverted V. Put me up one of those and let it run on the top of my tower and back down.
Yeah. Well, you face the way mine picks up right now, man, I think it does better right now, just as far as listening. You know, I think mine does better. I got mine setting north to south, end to end. And that gives you everything from the west to the east. And I think it does better that way. I mean, I had it turned the other direction and I didn't get too much. But the way I set that one up, the one wire is setting toward the north and the other wire is setting toward the south. And that way, you know, it picks up everything from the west to the east.
Yeah, okay. All right, I can see that. And I'll tell you what, on that thing I got up right now, it won't matter because it's rotatable.
True. I mean, that's true too, but I mean, if you're just going to do a wire antenna, you know, like I said, try it from north to south, wire to wire, and see what you pick up out of both sides, the east side of it and the west side of it, and, you know, check it that way. See what you do on top of that hill over there.
Like a winner. I'll get that thing checked out and see what happens. But like I said, I gotta get that wire up there first, so I'll probably go ahead and just order me one from DX Engineering or from HRO. You know, that way I'm not kinda fooling around with some of this stuff. And you know, I don't have anything against the wire, man, but some of the stuff they've been getting me to do don't work.
Your wire, man. I mean, I can build an 80-meter wire in 40 minutes. I mean, I could have you a dipole built in about 40 minutes. It took me about an hour, about an hour and 45 minutes to build the one I had and put it up. And I was listening to it.
See, I'll have to drop my tower down, and I'm going to have to put me something up there that I can insulate it off of the tower and, you know, get off of the tower a little bit. And then bring it back down to the ground. I'm just wondering, see, now that's what I need to do. I need to do my research to see just how far off of the ground at the ends I need to be from 50 feet up on this 80, on this 80 and, yeah, on the 80 meter.
About 70 feet up in a tree. And the ends of mine probably ain't, I don't know, 12 feet off the ground. From end to end. I don't even think it's 12 feet, because I can actually, my yard slants off. I can almost reach up and touch the insulator. The only thing I use was a piece of PVC pipe. I drilled two holes through one end, two holes through the other end. I hooked the wire through two holes, and then the rope goes through the other two holes. And it's about 6 inches long. That's the only thing I use for an insulator. And the center of it is an actual, I forgot what you call that thing. It's got a hole in it to where you can actually hook a rope to it and pull it up. You need to put your pulley wheel up on that tower is what you need. And that way, if you ever decide to go multiple dipoles or whatever, you can just drop that rope down, hook the other dipole to it. That's what I'm fixing to do to mine. I'm going to try to make all my stuff be right there in one bush. You know, that way when I swap over, you know, to, you know, 40 or whatever I have up there, you know, it's all compacted right there together, you know. But like I said, that the 80 I built, now that 6 meter that I bought offline, I bought a 6 meter dipole and it come in a PVC pipe thing. And got the SO239 on it. And I just popped that lid off, took those wires out, and then sorted 80-meter wire in there, 14-gauge wire. I got bukus of that stuff. So I just sorted it in there and went from there.
It's in a hole, Kevin. Can you hear me?
This microphone drops me out at times for some reason. I don't know why. I just wouldn't pay no attention to the meter. But I said I got plenty of that 14-gauge wire and all that stuff. You know, I got wire and all that. All you need is the insulator that you soldered the wire to and screwed the coax onto it.
You can make those things fairly easy. Well, I don't know. That was a wire man plan, but I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and pay for a proper 80 meter dipole, either from HRO or from DX Engineering, and throw it up there and see what it does. So, all right, well, good enough, bud. Hey, try to stay dry out there today now. KN4 UBG, I'm about to designate. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Well, you have a good one. We'll holler at you a little bit later. And, but just think about what I told you, from north to south, and you get everything from east to west. But, we'll give you a holler a little later on. I'm fixing to get out of here myself. KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG, I'll be clear. And we'll holler at you after sometime.
K4 Mobile,
KN4 VWA. I'm about to designate. I'm not going to be on here for just a second. What's up, Tom?
You'd already be out of the vehicle by now.
A quarter mile from the place, so I'll be stepping out into the mush in just a few minutes here. So what's up, bud? Did you hear that conversation?
I heard it when I cranked the car up, let it warm, and then I had to get out and crank the truck up, then go back in the house and pick up stuff, and then come back out, and y'all were still going at it. So I only got bits and pieces.
Well, better going the way it's supposed to. And I fired up my amp and I made my first DX contact. Northern Ireland. He said I was coming back between 7 and 8 over there.
Congrats.
Well, I know you're not that excited about it, but for me, on my first contact offshore, hey, baby, I was almost tweeter faded.
Hey, I'm tickled to death for you, brother. I was the same way, except I did mine barefoot. I was dancing a jig.
I hear you. All right, well, listen, I'm just about to pull in down here. W4NGU, are you in there, Phil? What are we going to do with him, Tom?
Not it out yet. Tom, you want to join us for lunch? W4NGU.
I'll see, Merrifield. How far out are you?
Passing Furman, you're way early.
A little bit early. I tell you what, I'll sit here in the parking lot just a little bit and wait on you guys. Did you hear what I was telling Tom?
That one's a good first one.
He said I was coming in with between a 7 and an 8 over there. That's not too shabby.
Yes, you got your amplifier working.
I thought you were talking to Steve, so I just stood back in the back. I didn't copy your whole statement. Try it again.
Do you want to have lunch with us?
When and where are you guys going?
Me and Steve and David Cole are going to meet at 12:40 at Taco Casa, right across from SNS on North Pleasantburg. And if it takes you a little while to get there, we'll probably still be there a little while. So come on if you can.
I greatly appreciate the invite. That's going to be a little far for me. I'm right at the house right now, and I've got to make 3 different stops. So I won't. It'd be way too late by the time I got there, but I do appreciate the invite.
You're always welcome.
How far did you say that was from the Taco Casa? A couple of blocks or a couple of miles?
2 miles, 3 at the most.
In towards town or what?
Toward town.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just, you know me, I'm just curious, but I'm not letting nothing out. I know how to keep the state secrets.
Trump administration does.
Well, that's because there were so many leftover. Well, I'm not going to go there. People from previous administrations left over, put it that way.
Yeah, I tell you, I wish they'd go ahead and have that vote today. I think it'll really bump the market, which has been dropping hard for a few days on this coronavirus. The Chinese stock market is closed, and the Chinese business community is closed until February 9th. But they said they were going to open the market on the 3rd, and then they said they'd delay it, and now they're saying that it might open again on Monday. And it'll fall like crazy and drag the U.S. market down with it. So I wish we could get a good pop from the impeachment stuff being over. And I could make a little money, and then I'd go short and then clean house next week. So these people just need to cooperate with me.
Looking like Rodney Dangerfield, brother. You just don't get no respect, do you?
Tell who you're trading against. It's blind, so at least it's not personal.
Well, some of them told me.
News knows who you are, but they don't at the exchange.
W4CBA is in there. I'm sitting out front here waiting, and I'm hungry. Y'all come on. KB4CBA, are you in there, KN4VWA? He is not. He may be in the restaurant. Who knows?
This snow wasn't really predicted, was it, Steve?
The lady on Channel 7 this morning said something about there might be a flurry north of us, but I don't think they expected anything close to this. But, you know, hey, it was a flurry. They said flurry in the forecast, so they're all right.
A little snow every winter. In fact, I like to see a lot of snow. We need to have one more that just paralyzes us for a couple of days. That's what I like.
You could just take a couple of days off and watch the inside of your eyelids and relax.
A text from my buddy in Atlanta. We're going hyper over what to do in the market. He's my trading buddy.
Put the repeater up yet either. So I tell you what, I'm sitting here in front of the place. I'll be monitoring. You go ahead and text him and keep his tail feathers smooth down a little bit. And I'll just be sitting here. Just hit me when you get close, okay?
Well, I'm passing Carson Nut and Bolt, so I'm making my way there, W4NGU monitoring.
Hey, clear and monitoring.
Hey, W1RAR.
KN4, VWA. What's happening, big guy?
Hey, did you happen to do police last night?
First time I fired up my tuner and my amp was today, about 30, 45 minutes ago. And my first offshore contact was Northern Ireland.
Nice. Well, we hit police last night and 100 watts.
Wow, that's cool. Where's police?
Well, my wife's looking up on the map, but somewhere down there, what'd she say? Okay, senior moment. Hello.
In Honduras and Mexico.
Okay.
I'm this beautiful.
Belize, just northeast of Guatemala, at the southern tip of Mexico. This is English.
I got a on a QRZ today and put in, sign up on that and put my info in, and so it'll be a confirmed contact.
Hey, Tom, which one of those sites gives the distance?
Not sure. I really don't play around on them that much. I know our logging program does. I believe QRZ does also, but I'm not totally sure without looking at it.
W4NGU.
KB4CBA.
Oh, my goodness. Steve, I just got off QRZ before I left the office, and it does. You could put someone's call in, and it'll tell you the exact bearing and distance. QRZ.com.
Well, now, will Logbook of the World do the same?
I'm not set up to be utilized actively, so I doubt it. I very seriously doubt it. Logbook of the World is just to keep track of your contacts.
GPA.
Nope.
Jumping. Well, I'm on my way. I might be about 5 minutes late.
Well, when you get here, there's a woman in a white Toyota 4Runner. I think she's trying to park right in the door over here. She's rolled this thing right on up, right up to the green newspaper cabinets on the place. Thanks all kinds, man.
Just double park behind her.
That's a thing to do.
That old beat up 79 Jeep, I'd do that, but I'm trying to take care of this Mustang.
Ways that I don't have any door dings yet.
Noise hurts the worst.
If I catch them.
You know you ain't gonna do nothing.
But has been worse than my bark.
Remind me of that. Not to make you angry. I'm quaking in my boots here. Go ahead and pick it up there, Tom.
Enjoying this wet drive with a bunch of idiots on the highway. So never mind me. You guys go ahead with your conversation. I'll be here listening. KZ4M Mobile.
Mark KI4DOS.
I think somebody knows you well. KN4VWA.
Steve, how are y'all doing?
Been listening or not, but I made my first true DX contact into Northern Ireland today. Just about 45 minutes or an hour ago.
Questions there, young man. Get in there and get talking to some of these countries all over the place. You'll enjoy that. I enjoy DX, and I don't get in there and do as much as I used to, but I still enjoy it.
I'm from Barcelona, Spain, I'll go back and look at my log, and I'll give you his call. And he's either on 20 or 40, and he's in there pretty regularly, especially on the weekend. Call CQ, and you should be able to get back to him.
I'm on this Yaesu 8900 with a dual VFO, and it just changed repeaters on me by itself.
Better error to me.
This is not an ID10T error.
Fingers, David. He bumped a button he wasn't supposed to.
Just figured it out. I may have inadvertently hit one of my numbers on this DTMS microphone. I think that's what happened. You're right. Bat finger syndrome.
Built over your tower. You got a really nice array on the top of that thing. How tall a structure, or what do you do to get up on to work on your antennas after you tilt it over?
Ladder.
Ladder than 6 feet. And if they touched the ground, you'd still be more than that, wouldn't they? Off the ground.
I don't turn it. When I let it down, I let the boom come down straight towards the ground. So it's vertical from the ground, and the boom is shorter than the elements. And I get up, I'm not on the top step of the ladder, you know. I'm like two steps down, the top being one, the next step, and then the third step is where I'm standing, and my knees are just about the top of the ladder.
That little round thing underneath the antenna is what turns the antenna, Phil.
This boom is around 12, 14 feet.
It's about 15 feet.
Okay, well, that's quite manageable. How about the destinate? I'm going to sign off, W4NGU.
Good afternoon there, Phil. You don't have to run just because I got on here. But good talking with you a little bit this morning, and hope to see you all over here one of these days in the not-too-distant future. But you have a good day, 73. KI4DOS.
Gary, what are you up to today?
But I'm sitting in here debating on what I want to do. I'm thinking about rearranging my ham station here, but I hadn't made up my mind on it yet. I've been sitting here drawing out a rough sketch, but I hadn't made up my mind what I want to do.
I hear a stump calling your name.
Guys, I'm a bug on out of here myself. KN4VWA, and I'll be clear and going in to get me some chow for lunch. Later.
Same here. I just pulled in. B4CBA clear.
Estimating KZ4M Mobile clear.
And sorry I didn't make it over to the antenna party. I forgot what day it was. Got busy and doing some other things, but love to get over there and see your tower one of these days. see how you got it set up. And David, enjoy your lunch, and we'll talk to you fellas later. KN4VWA and KB4CBA, KI4DOS.
QSW1RER. Come take a break from what we were doing yesterday, huh?
I bumped my volume, but
both of us are going to take a break from what we were doing yesterday outside.
I don't like to get wet if I can help it. I started to go out in the snow a little bit when it was flurrying a little bit over here this morning, but I decided to stay inside where it's nice and warm and dry.
I seed down last night in the backyard, and after I did all the thatching, loosened everything all up, but then I was going to go and put the fertilizer down this morning, but never made it.
It'll wait till another day. It don't have to be fertilized when you first put it down, but it don't hurt. But it don't, you know, don't matter if you wait a little bit. Did you ever get in touch with Jim about that antenna?
No, I didn't. I gotta do a little more research. I want to see if that's all bands, you know, for except for 2 meter. If it is, then I'll probably give him a call. Go look at it tomorrow.
Problem. You know, he changed the deal on that. If one of his antennas was a 2 meter, and he's using it, so he's just got that AV18, and he said to make him an offer on it.
Other one that he didn't know what it was, that other little fiberglass one, found out it was a 2 meter.
He told me.
And yeah, later on when I get home, I'm out running some errands now. I'll give him a call, see if he's going to be around tomorrow.
You had talked about it, and I just wanted to give you an update on that in case you didn't catch that on the SwapNet Wednesday night. But I hope y'all can get together if that's what you want.
The mine's working real good right now, but 250 is the max wattage, you know.
But it does present a problem. I've got an amplifier here, but I don't ever turn it on. I figure if I can hear them, I can work them with 100 watts or less, and so far it's worked out that way. Haven't had to turn the amplifier on. Now, when it gets real noisy, I'm on 80 meters some nights, I'll turn it on. But, like I said, I just soon make it without the amplifiers I had with it.
With that new radio, and we've been doing a lot of stuff with that new radio.
Boy, I know it's, you were telling me that you hope it got there before the wife got home. I guess it made it.
Nope. When the doorbell rang, she answered it. I was like, oh boy, here we go.
You don't sound like you got too many knots on your head, so I guess it wasn't too bad.
Gave me that look, and I said, remember we talked about this, and then I showed her the list that I gave you. I said, now see, I gave all this stuff to Gary, so, and then I'm gonna put that stuff on Wish today. That, I don't know if you ever seen that website, Wish. I'm gonna put stuff on there today.
Website, what is it? Is it you just www.wish, or just Google Wish, or what?
Not Wish, let it go. I'm in the middle of a drive-through rather. Let it go, that's the website.
I haven't checked it either. I've seen it advertised, but I haven't checked it. I try to stay off the computer as much as I can, because once I get in here and get on it, I don't know when to get off.
That's what got me in trouble with that radio. I kept on watching review after review after review, and so many YouTube videos. I got in trouble. No, I didn't get in trouble. And when I showed it to her, I showed her the 718. I said, look at this. And then 20 minutes later, after I had the new one hooked up, I said, all right, now look at this. And she seen the difference and said, wow. I said, yep.
Rich, I was talking to the wife earlier about the radios in the here in the ham shack. She looked at me and she said, "Well, I'm telling you right now, you're not buying one of those that costs $5,000. I told her, I said, "No, I don't need that many bells and whistles."
Well, one with a lot of the bells and whistles for under $1,000. Yeah, they're under $1,000 now.
It's true, but, you know, she likes to look through the QST magazines when they come, and she's seen those real high-priced radios with the waterfalls and all this other silly stuff on them, and, well, my ham shack's kind of basic. I don't have a lot of that stuff, and, I can hook the radios up to the computer and get that if I want it, but I enjoy turning the knobs and pushing buttons, you know. I would rather spin the dial and try to find somebody than look up on the computer screen and say, "Oh, here's one," and then tune to that frequency and see if you can get them. But that's just me. I'm old fashioned, I guess.
Yes, sir, about that. I still do that, you know, even though I don't know how to use it 100% yet, but, you know, I turn that knob, and you see some of the spikes, and you just move the cursor towards them, you know? But I know you can, with the touch screen, all you gotta do is see a high spike and touch it, and she'll go right there.
There's a lot of them that you can do that with. But like I said, I'm just kind of old-fashioned. I like the knobs and turning around to see who you can hear and that sort of thing. I probably miss a lot, but there again, I still have a lot of fun twisting the dial. I was talking to the wife, like I said earlier, and I told her, I said, I didn't want one of those real high-dollar radios. I said, but the one that I would like to have is not cheap, but I wouldn't mind having the 590, the Kenwood 590. I think that's got a real, really good receiver in it. And, you know, if you can hear them, you work them. A fella told me a long time ago, if you had $100 to spend on a radio and antenna, you put $50 in a receiver and $25 in the transmitter and $25 in the antenna. So I took that to heart.
Yeah, I think that's why I said, you know, I'm not going to go up the dipole right now or to Wyndham. Let me just get that vertical up there and work off of that. And we've been making some contacts, you know, I can't complain. But I'm going to put up that Wyndham when and if the backyard ever is not a mud field.
It took me 10 years to get my tower up, so I can't complain about anything. You know, it's up and working well. And every once in a while, I have my loop antenna I've got out there. The rope will break or something of that nature, a limb or something like that, and I'll have to go out and rework it a little bit. But I got all the antennas up I'm going to put up except one, and I've got to get it up, and I'm going to put it on the tower. It's a little short antenna. I'm just going to put an outrigger on the tower down below the beams, and it should be high enough, so I'm going to do that. But I'm going to wait till it gets a little bit warmer. I'm not going to wait till it gets 100 degrees, but I don't like to get out there and get cold and wet and that sort of thing unless I absolutely have to.
I want to use that three-letter word that, you know, when you get to that certain stage, you know, it doesn't feel as good as it used to when we were younger. So, but, yeah, I definitely, like I said, just want to get something up there, but I just got to wait. That backyard, like I said, I kind of, not trenched it, but, you know, thatched it yesterday, and tore up with grass because they just got done clearing out, like I said, that back quarter acre. So everything is mud right now.
long till it dries out where you can get out there and work in it. And like I said, that grass will be popping its head up before long, and then you won't be walking in the mud. You'll be walking in the grass. But anyway, Rich, I've enjoyed it. My wife has just called me. She has said lunch is ready, so I'm going to run in here and see what she's got me fixed. And I hope you have a great afternoon. You be careful out there on the mobile, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. We'll say 73 to you for now. W1RAR, KI4DOS.
You enjoy lunch? And remember, it tastes good whether it is or not. Happy wife, happy life. All right, 73s. W1RAR mobile will be on the side.
QAXQ, listen.